Annette White's been listening to that. Now, she's chair of the Preventing Addiction Larne group. And one of the reasons why we rang Annette was because, as you heard Connor saying there, the woman who got in touch with him, who was so worried about her 17 and a half year old son, she was actually in Larne. Annette, when you heard that story, did you recognise the general scenario there of what Connor was talking about?
Yes, Wendy, I definitely did. It's a scenario that we hear all too often, so it is here in Larne.
Your group was set up 3 years ago. What was it that prompted you to set it up?
Well, we were set up initially as a Facebook page. There was an incident in the town where a young man lost his life due to taking methadone. And it was just, the page was called People Against Legals at the time. And we were inundated with requests from parents about information on legal highs. So we decided to have an information evening in the local community centre, but the interest was that much. We had to move it to the McNeil Theatre in Larne, and the PSNI came on board and we worked with them, and we had over 300 people turn up just to get information. Worried parents, you know, what to look out for and that for legal highs. But it was a kind of new thing then. You know, nobody really knew much about legal highs.
So it was initially legal highs, but uh-huh. I'm guessing that then you've moved on to take in much more of the drug scene.
Yeah.
I mean, when we hear Connor with those statistics, and I must say I was really taken aback when I read that 75 of the deaths last year were due to drug misuse. Were you surprised by that?
No, not really. And I would say that 75 is the tip of the iceberg, really. There's probably a lot more deaths through the mental health issues that come alongside taking some drugs. You know, so maybe the drugs aren't down as the primary cause of death. But, drugs can hit any community, anywhere, any class, any creed, any age. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are, what social status you have, and drugs can hit anybody.
What sort of stories do you hear from the parents that you end up speaking to? And I know that there were, 300 of them turned up at that first mm-hmm. meeting. What sort of things do you hear from them?
Well, mainly in Larne, we would say cannabis use is the most prevalent. A lot of young people would take cannabis. And really, people don't talk about drugs. And I mean, here in Northern Ireland, we don't really talk about anything that's too difficult. So what we have found is you're never going to stop young people trying drugs because it's all part of risk-taking behaviours. And as young people grow up, and they like to try things new. Now, the positive side of it is